Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Novaline here. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells online? Like every comment could be a grenade waiting to explode? Yeah, I get it. The internet can be a brutal place, especially when it comes to criticism. But hold up. Before you delete your account and retreat to a life of blissful offline solitude, which, by the way, sounds pretty tempting sometimes, let's talk about building resilience in the face of all that online negativity. Because trust me, learning to navigate those choppy waters is key. It's not just about protecting your precious self-esteem, it's about becoming a stronger, more adaptable person. And hey, who doesn't want that, right? So buckle up, because we're diving deep into the world of online criticism and how to come out on top. First things first. Understand that criticism isn't always personal. I know, it feels like a direct attack sometimes, but most of the time, people are projecting their own insecurities and frustrations. It's rarely about you, even when it seems like it is. Remember that internet trolls often operate from a place of pain and anger themselves. They're looking for someone to lash out at, so don't let them turn your life into their personal punching bag. Second, learn to distinguish between constructive criticism and straight-up negativity. Constructive criticism can actually be helpful. It can point out areas where you can grow and improve. But when someone is just being mean-spirited, well, that's a whole different story. Don't waste your precious energy on trolls who thrive on negativity. Next up, build a strong support system. Surround yourself with people who genuinely believe in you, who lift you up instead of tearing you down. Talking things through with someone you trust can make all the difference. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. And here's a game changer. Turn criticism into fuel. Instead of letting it get you down, use it as motivation to work harder and become even better. It might sound counterintuitive, but sometimes the best way to deal with negativity is to rise above it. Prove those doubters wrong by achieving your goals and becoming the best version of yourself. Finally, remember that you're in control. You get to choose how you react to online criticism. Don't let it dictate your emotions or actions. Take a deep breath, detach from the negativity, and focus on what truly matters, your own well-being and happiness. Think about the last time someone left a scathing comment on your post. What went through your mind? Did you feel anger, sadness, or even just plain indifference? How did you react? Did you engage with the commenter, delete the comment, or simply ignore it? These are all valid responses, but the key is to be mindful of how you react and choose strategies that protect your emotional well-being. You know that feeling when someone sends a text message that just makes you feel, blah? That's kind of what online criticism can do to us. It takes up mental space, makes us question ourselves, and sometimes even triggers feelings of insecurity. But here's the thing, we have the power to choose how those words affect us. We can decide to let them roll off our backs like water off a duck's feathers, or we can take them personally and let them drag us down. So remember, building resilience takes time and practice. Don't expect to become immune to online criticism overnight. But by implementing these strategies, understanding the context, discerning constructive feedback from negativity, seeking supports, turning criticism into fuel, and ultimately taking control of your reactions, you can navigate the digital world with confidence and grace. And hey, if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for help. There are resources available, both online and offline, that can provide support and guidance. You're not alone in this journey. Remember, every day is a chance to build a more resilient you. So go out there, shine your light, and let the world know just how amazing you are, even when those pesky trolls try to dim it. Thanks for tuning in, and see you on the flip side.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.